Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer, I'm an author, and an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I have to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. You know, they give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. And just like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited today to take some of your phone calls with some free angel guidance and angel advice. So if you would like some free angel advice from myself and the Posse of Angels, please do call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we take some of those phone calls for that angelic advice, I'd like to say once again, hello everyone, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. I'd like to welcome you to the first show for February 13th. Seems like we were just all New Year's revelers and, awaiting this big year of 2013, and we're already 1 month through it. And so also, not only welcome to February, welcome to some very different energies than many of us have experienced for a long time. Before we get to our show, which is entitled today, I Drew My Twin Flame to Myself in 2003. I'm very excited to announce to all listeners who are searching for a divine, cherished, respectful love of their own, and they're tired of being alone in life. I'm presenting the next Twin Flame Relationship Workshop on Saturday, March 9th, 2013, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Culver City, California. Now, excuse me, this enlightening, listeners, sorry, this enlightening one-day workshop will not only give you angel insight on what you're doing to push this divine love away from yourself, but it will give you the very practical tools that I employed 9 years ago to accomplish what has been extremely rare on planet Earth by drawing my own twin flame to myself in 2003. Now, the payment of $125 can be made by cash, by check, or credit card will be accepted, and we'll hold and reserve one of those limited seats for this absolutely amazing day. Call me after the show on 831-277-3716 to book and pay for your seat. Again, that number for the Twin Flame Relationship Workshop is 831-277-3716. I'd like to acknowledge some of the callers that we have holding on the line now. I'm looking forward to speaking with you and taking your phone calls. But if you're a regular listener, you know that I like to speak about the topic for about 15 minutes before we go to the switchboard and take some of your calls. So let's get started on today's topic. You know, I feel that 2012 and the first month of January had been all to do with our patience, our endurance, and recognition that it is more important to be open to receive in the way that God and the angels want to give to us, rather than pushing and controlling for a particular outcome to manifest for us. The Posse of Angels is saying, what are they chiming in here? They're saying that when we practice this art of allowance, as they call it, we allow for the grace of God to be present in our lives. We don't push, we don't control, and we certainly don't force. We allow things to be present in our lives and then take action. By doing so, whatever happens is for then for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. You know, listeners, I'm not surprised that so many of us have given up the constant illusion of struggle, as this is a very different year from last year. You know, last year was a 5 year, and 5 often presents, this is the number 5, and 5 was the last, was 2012 was a 5 year, because 2 + 1 + 2 = 5. And the vibrations and energies around that 5 often present instability, unpredictability, and radical changes to help us grow. Now, with 2013 being a 6 year, add the 2, 1, and 3, and then we get 6, that energy, we will notice, is a kinder and a gentler energy. The symbolism behind number 6, with Venus as its ruler, the planet Venus, well, it represents love and harmony and balance and truth. You know, it's no surprise here that the number 6 card in the tarot deck is the Lover's card. And with this shift from pushing and controlling to practicing this art of allowance, the number 6 will naturally show us solutions in a calm, gentle, unfolding manner. There will be so many possibilities for reconciliation as 6 asks us to administer compassion and consciously choose forgiveness for ourselves and all others. Okay, the Posse of Angels is chiming in here. They're saying that it really is no surprise that with all of this love and forgiveness and all of this kind, allowing energy of 2013, it will present one of the most optimum times ever experienced on the planet for the possibility of twin flames to come together. Now, the good news is that not only do these relationships exist, but they are in each and every person's capacity to experience this kind of divine love. Today's topic is one that is very close to my heart, listeners, because I know it all personally, because after a lifetime of dishonoring myself and compromising who I was in relationship at the age of 48, I stopped looking for another person to fulfill me. I stopped searching for love outside of myself. I decided to do just the opposite, stop searching, stop looking for love outside of myself, and go within and come home to my divine eternal nature. And you know what? By doing so, I painted a divine reality filled with divine connections for myself. You know, when I did this, even though 9 years ago it had been extremely rare for twin flames to come together on the planet Earth, I miraculously drew my own twin flame to myself, my beloved husband Pete, and I did this 9 years ago. Now, for those who may not be familiar with what the twin flame actually is, I'll explain it to you. A twin flame is the only other person in any space, time, or dimension who is the physical completion of who you are. Now, for those of you who have felt an overwhelming ache, an overwhelming hurt in your heart to be reunited with a cherished, adored, divine partner, you know what? You are not alone, as this was always part, the reunion of the twin flames was always a part of the divine universal plan for the planet. In fact, the need to be reunited with your divine complement, this other half of you, is actually written into your DNA. Okay, let me explain. When God created your and my and everyone else's individual spirit, he formed a perfect circle of life. This perfect circle combined the perfect balance of both male and female energies and had one center of gravity that functioned in 0 point. Now, 0 point can be best described as always functioning in a fully awakened conscious state as an expression of God. By functioning in this way, one experiences a state of being in divine grace, being whole, being loved, being blissful and peaceful. So, imagine yourself in spirit form as a perfect circle, as an individual divine spirit created by God. Now, in order to fully experience a human third dimensional physical earth incarnation, we needed to split from that perfect circle and separate into two exactly equal physical forms. One of those forms, one of those souls, is the masculine, and the other is the feminine. These two twin souls, or these twin souls, or twin flames, are two halves of that one whole, that one perfect circle, each with an identical signature of identity, and it's exclusive to them alone in all of creation. Now, the masculine half has always retained some of the original feminine energy, which shows up as being characteristics, and there are some men out there who are also receptive. They're soft, they're yielding, they're receiving, and they get in touch with their feminine side. And the feminine half still holds onto a part of those masculine qualities. There are some women out there that are feminine, but they also have the characteristics, which are predominantly male, of being assertive, forthright, and empowered. You are one of these souls, and your twin flame is the other. You know, the two of you share the exact same blueprint, and it is not duplicated anywhere else in any space, time, or dimension, planet, universe. It is unique to you and you alone. Your twin flame is your true other half. It's your divine spouse who your soul is yearning to be reunited with. And it's just unfortunate, listeners, that on our planet, we have been told to search for love outside of ourselves. You know, do this, wear this, and then you will, you know, wear this designer outfit and you will attract your love. Wear, you know, live in this house, drive this car, wear this perfume. All of these things are external things, and they have nothing to do with finding that deep love within ourselves first, and then being a beacon of light to attract that our twin flame to ourselves. The thing that we've been programmed to believe is that the more that we keep doing these things, you know, every time we do one of these things to spruce ourselves up externally, whether you know, changing our hair color or changing our outfits or whatever it is, it's an ongoing thing that we keep having to change ourselves in order to bring somebody to ourselves. Well, the funny thing about it, listeners, is if we go inside and we connect with ourselves just the way we are, with that divine eternal nature, that is what brings our true half, our other half, to ourselves. You know, it's in everybody's destiny to eventually be reunited with their other half. But there is a huge but here. And that huge but is, it can only happen when one has made themselves ready for it. Because it's in making themselves ready for it, they will change their vibrations, they will change their frequency and their energies inside of themselves, and that is what will draw with ease and grace your twin flame, your divine, cherished, beloved, adored complement to yourself, and you won't have to run out after it, and you won't have to run around looking for it or finding it. This is why I created the upcoming Twin Flame Relationship One Day Workshop on Saturday, March 9th, 2013. I created it to help people understand what, not only what they are doing to actually push this divine love away from themselves. The important thing here is, if you have been searching for love, if you have tried, you know, tried to find it outside of yourself, you probably, most probably, like the majority of people, have either come up empty-handed, or you have come up with a love that has been a compromise. You know, a love, it could be a love that, you know, gives to you in many ways, but at the end of the day, there is a but, and you've had to compromise who you are. Perhaps there's game-playing. Perhaps there's giving your power away in order to be in a relationship. Perhaps you are that you are enabling yourself in order to be in the relationship, and this is not part of a divine love. So this workshop, the Twin Flame Relationship Workshop, again, which is held on Saturday, March 9th, 2013, will help you understand those things that you're actually doing to push that divine love away from yourself, and the important practical tools, which I did, and that anyone can consciously focus on to bring this relationship to themselves. Again, to book and pay for this extraordinary workshop, call me after the show on 831-277-3716. Now, the twin flame reunion, let's talk about that. It's dependent upon both halves having achieved a certain level of wholeness, of completeness, of peace, of clarity. I call it coming home to our divine eternal connection. And they would have had to do this on their own before they met. So independently of their other half, again, before they came together, they will have allowed this grace of God to enter their lives. And they are fully putting into practice their spiritual wisdom. You know, I had a... it was interesting. I had a caller this morning. She's booked to come for a session this afternoon. She's booked to go on a cruise in about a week or so, and she was having so many anxiety issues about not being able to get everything done. And, you know, I said to her, I said, you know, you're not going for another close to 10 days. She says, yes, but I have to do this, but I have to do that, but I have to do this. And I said, the more you talk about it, I said, the less, the more you're just reactive on how much you have to do, and the more you're making yourself full of anxiety that you won't get it done. If you would just take a step back and you would be peaceful and calm, and as a matter of fact, that's why she's coming for the session, so she can rebalance her energy, become peaceful, to become calm, so that she can be in the present moment and look at her list and follow her spiritual practices. Because this is a woman that told us up at 5 o'clock every morning, and she meditates for 2 hours, and she does the same, you know, in the evening, meditates for 2 hours. And I said, well, what good is all this spiritual practice if you meditated 4 hours a day and the rest of the 20 hours is spent, you know, running around with scattered and great deal of anxiety, just reacting to life. So it's one thing doing all of your spiritual practice, and it's another thing in theory, and it's another thing actually doing, put it into practice. Now, just a note here. I've had many learned, gifted Reiki masters, theta healers over the past 10 years through my business, Angel Healing House, clairvoyance, and other gifted healing practitioners come to me for counseling on why they've not attracted their divine love to themselves. And the majority of them, like this client of mine, they were very good at talking the talk. They were very good at meditating. They were very good at all of this other thing and telling others how to live in God's grace. But all of them had not taken their own spiritual knowledge and put it into practice in their lives. And to use an expression, they were not walking the walk. You know, it's one thing to talk about all of this spiritual wisdom and to tell others about it and to read the books and go to the workshops and do all these things, but it's another thing to be the walking example of it, the walking example of that spiritual wisdom. And although there are aspects of our twin flame relationship that are very romantic, twin flames coming together is of a much, much higher purpose. The union of the twin flame is first and foremost to be of service to God. In this way, twin flames should not be solely romanticized in the same context by which one perceives usual male and female union. For you see, the twin flame connection is always a triad involving the masculine and the feminine and divine source energy, with God always being at the top. Okay, so it's that triad, and the twin flames know this. And although each soul probably spent most of their incarnation physically apart, this had to do more with them tying up karmic ties and agreements before they could meet. And they may not have been physically together, but I can tell you in actual fact, twin flames have truly never been apart. To experience this extraordinary divine love manifesting on the earth plane, both twins must become independent, loving, and strong pillars on their own, free of any judgment, and both must have healed and forgiven and resolved all karmic ties in their present life in order for them to come together. And quite frankly, listeners, having done this myself, I can tell you it is no small accomplishment, but the rewards of living heaven on earth have been so worth it. When this is done, then and only then can the twin flame be reunited to fill their divine purpose. And the great news is that in 2013, the possibilities for the twin flames to come together is higher than it has ever been before. Before we talk more about twin flames, let's go to the phone lines and take some of your phone calls. 313, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello, this is Dwight.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing good. It's a bright, nice day today.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Detroit.
From Detroit. You having one heck of a winter there?
Oh, winter? It was good. Didn't have any time to enjoy it myself, but
do you have a question today for myself or the Posse of Angels?
Excuse me?
I said, do you have a question today?
Yeah. Any messages from my angel, like my spiritual family?
Okay. The Posse of Angels who I work with, they like when somebody can pinpoint. Sure, they can give you a general message, but is there one area of your life that is of more concern for you than others?
Hello?
Yes. The angels, the Posse of Angels are asking if there's an area of your life that's more of concern for you, like career or relationships or health.
Career.
Okay, let's go with career. And could you spell your name?
Oh my God. Stop doing this.
Excuse me?
Oh, my phone was like messing up. It's all right.
That's okay. Could you spell your name, please?
D W I G H.
Okay, Dwight, let's get to the cards and see what the angels have in store for you about your career. I think while I'm shuffling the cards, the Posse of Angels want to ask you, do you absolutely adore and love what you're doing now for a job?
Not really doing nothing.
You're not really enjoying what you're doing now. So really, you're doing it just for the money.
I'm not really doing nothing right now.
Okay.
I'm actually taking my step towards, I guess what I'm doing for myself, yeah, but depending on what the preparations is for.
Okay.
A lot of preparation work.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's see what they say about that. Well, they're saying that the good news here is that you're not doing something that you're not involved in a career or doing a job that you don't like, which is would be stealing your energies and affecting the rest of your life.
Yes.
Okay.
It could have been more of an adverse effect.
Okay, the first thing that they're saying is that the career and the job that you're looking to do will be a job in which you will be able to have some kind of leadership ability. It's either you are going to be head of a department, you're going to be like an entrepreneur. They feel like something's going to be offered to you as long as you do not compromise yourself and as long as you keep up these preparations and you keep going in the direction of doing those things that are honoring and respectful for you, then the job or the career that you want to bring to yourself will appear. In what area are you looking career-wise?
Arts, and something about science had showed up, and that's confusing me. Well, it was confusing me, but like a little bit more information about the science, and we'll hope. But arts is something. Arts and music, basically, like culture.
Okay.
Anything that has to do with that.
Okay, is this teaching it? Is this a position?
Did you say something about teaching it?
Yes.
That's a possibility. I wouldn't limit my opportunities. Like once whatever doors and windows is open, I'm just gonna go with it because I'm very flexible. I just love art. So.
The Posse of Angels are also saying that you're very talented and that I'm just asking that. Yeah, they're
quite excited about you going out there and teaching what you know. So I don't know whether that's teaching adults or teaching children. It could be both, but in some kind of teaching capacity, and to go out and maybe, you know, sort of look for opportunities in that area. Let's see what the next card is. Next card is that, do you ever paint? Do you ever compose? Do you ever compose music?
No, but this is something that's like, this is really new. Like, I know I'm going to get into it. Like, this is something I know when I get into it, it's going to flow for me.
Okay. They're saying that there are songs inside of you, and that the more you attend to them, you say, you know, when you're going to be ready to bring them forth, and the Posse of Angels are saying that you're actually ready now. The only component that you're missing is believing in yourself.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
So they're really saying that, Dwight. Each and every one of us is ready to bring forth. I have so many clients that have books inside of them, so many clients that have the music waiting. You know, I have a lot of clients that are taking singing lessons, and they're going, oh, I'm not at the stage yet where I can bring that forth. And the Posse of Angels are saying, that's BS. They're saying, everybody is ready, but the thing that's stopping people most is believing in themselves. So they're saying that you've got songs inside of you that are waiting to be shared with the planet. And, you know, it was funny where I meet my clients and funny, you know, where I connect with people. I was buying some salads to take to a party at the Super Bowl the other day, and there was this lovely lady behind the counter at this grocery store, and we got to talking about what we did anyway. I told her I was a writer and an author and the things that I did, and she said, I have a book that is wonderful, but I haven't written it yet. And I looked at her and I said, you know, every day you were born with this gift, this extraordinary gift to bring forth the planet. And every day that the planet doesn't get to read your book, somebody somewhere doesn't get to read that book, I said, the planet gets a little bit sad. And she looked at me with tears in her eyes, and she said, I cannot believe you're saying this to me. And she said, you know, so many people, I've told so many people about this wonderful book of mine, and, you know, I've just not been motivated. She said, but that, what you just said, is going to motivate me, because God gave me this extraordinary gift of writing, just like he gave me the gift of writing, just like he gave you the gift of music and art, Dwight. And every day that you don't do something with it and you don't bring it forth, the planet gets a little bit sadder because it doesn't get to share your gift.
That's going to be the same with me. Yeah, it's I don't know. Like, it's weird the disbelief in myself.
Yeah, and who put it there? You know, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what anybody tells you, whether it's your parents, whether it's your organizations or cultures or religions or governments or anything. It really doesn't matter if it doesn't resonate with us. I mean, if it truly doesn't resonate with who we are, then it's not very good for us. And Dwight, you know, we have to go within to really know what our truth is all about, and we have to live our own lives as authentically, as honestly, and openly and transparently as we possibly can. One last card for you. Once you start doing this, Dwight, you get one of the most lovely cards in the whole pack, which is the Ten of Cups, which means your soul, you will be so emotionally fulfilled that all your cups will run over. So I hope that's been helpful for you today. Go out there and start composing, start believing in yourself, and everything else will fall into place. You'll bring to yourself the connections and the opportunities that you need in order to advance in this beautiful career of yours in music and art. So have a lovely day, and I hope to hear from you soon. If you want to send me an email about the journey that you are on with your career, please send that to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. So let's go back to our topic on twin flame relationships. We were speaking about how extremely rare twin flames have been on the planet because of the vibrations of both the twins must have been of the highest possible energetic frequency. And this happens as a result of both twins having totally cleared and cleansed and forgiven and released all their judgment and negative emotional issues. Now, once this is done, both souls have fully connected with their divinity inside. And having done this, they then become a reflection of the divine, a powerful magnetic beacon of light. And this beacon of light then draws the other person to themselves. This is why it's futile to search and look for your twin flame before you've cleared and cleansed all the negativity inside. Now, the first thing that that so many people notice about twin flames is that they have a strong, characteristic energy about them. There's an immediate feeling of friendship and trust when you meet them. Now, the people love to be in twin flame energies, as the energies of this connection lift them up to God, to a truly heavenly place. Secondly, because they are so much alike, they often look like one another. When my mother first saw my husband Pete and myself, she remarked that it was uncanny how much we looked like brother and sister. Thirdly, as I mentioned before, twin flame relationships are not only romantic, but they are, in actual fact, spiritual relationships of the highest divine order. Both individuals will have an incessant drive to fulfill their twin flame mission together. It's the number one driving force behind all twin flame relationships that they're fully aware that they've been brought together on a mission from God, and that their union is a triad with God always at the top. And nothing, I do mean nothing, stops them from focusing like laser beams on bringing forth their mission for God. Now, this mission for God entails taking the gifts and talents of one twin, combining it with the gifts and talents of the other twin, and bringing forth an extraordinary creative work for the planet. For instance, I'm a writer and an author and a clairvoyant channel, and have written 6 books imparting my inspirational spiritual wisdom and insight. My husband's in the film industry. One of the ways we will get the spiritual wisdom out to the widest possible audience is by taking my books and creating screenplays together and turning my books into movies. The Posse of Angels is chiming in here. They're saying, and they're hearing your thoughts. They're hearing what you're thinking. They're saying, if I've not drawn my twin flame relationship to myself, what the heck have I been experiencing in love? And the majority of the planet have been experiencing soulmate relationships in which people will come together in order to help clear each other's karma. Soulmate relationships do contain great love, but they also contain irritation, agitation, and drama to challenge us and help us grow. Both twin flames do not have karma to deal with. Having cleared and cleansed their own emotional, their negative emotional attachment, issues, and programming, they are evolved beyond karma. In this way, there's no drama, there's no game playing, there's just mutual respect, honor, and love in their twin flame relationship. Let's go to the phone line. 619, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Not a single one I could think of.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
I'll call you right now.
Sounds good, cool. So you just wanted to dial 1, and then the area code is 9. And
hello? Hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Are you there?
This is confusing the way this one is.
Hello? 619, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. I don't know what to do here. You're not answering me. 619? Okay. Well, I'll...
Are you ready?
Hello? Are you there?
No, this person does not seem to answer. Hello, 619, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
This person?
Hello?
Okay, that person is not answering. 619, I will get back to you in a few minutes. You did not answer when I picked up. But let's go on with talking about our twin flame relationship. You know, with their heightened perspective about their life and why they've come together, twin flames are totally independent, loving people in and of themselves. They do not lean on one another. In so many relationships, people lean on each other. They need each other because of this emptiness inside of them. And they need the other person for their own sense of identity. But in twin flame relationships, they stand empowered in their own right. They're like two strong pillars, the twins are, standing apart from one another, as if they're holding up the same roof, and they never collapse and lean on each other. Having personally experienced this divine completion, I can tell you, listeners, that one of the most wonderful aspects of this relationship is that both partners allow the other person to be exactly who they are. In so many soulmate relationships, because the people have not enlightened the point of being self-actualized, well, they so often will set out to manipulate the other person in order to change them, force them to do things, or grow. If you don't do this, then you don't love me. If only you would do this, then you know, you would be mine forever. And this is not coming at it from a divine love, that somebody has to be something or do something in order for you to be who you are. In so many soulmate relationships, because the people have not enlightened the point. It's being, the most important word here is being self-actualized, about coming home to the divine within yourself and living in that state of grace. Then and only then the twin flames can come together. You know, that kind of manipulation and forcing and controlling never happens in a twin flame relationship. Twin flames are in a continual state of mutual love, of respect and acceptance. Now, this acceptance comes from the third energy, which is their divine connection. And while there is indeed bliss, twin flames are human, and they do experience challenges in their life, but I can tell you, they are never, ever within the relationship. Because twin flames or twin souls are always like one combined mighty force, heading in the same direction, sharing the same purpose. With this amazing support system, and knowing that neither one has to compromise who they are in any way, the twin flames have the ability to constantly grow. This combined force of the twin flames as conscious co-creators with God helps them to easily evolve through situations and circumstances in a short amount of time, whereas the average person would take years and years to try and transcend this in their lives. So let's go to the phone line and see if 619 is on the line and wants to talk to us. Hello, 619? Are you there? Hello, 619? Nope. 619 still is not on the line, so let's continue with our twin flame relationship. So, with the majority of the planet having not experienced this extraordinary divine love, and once again, I really must reiterate that soulmate relationship, and what I talk about in the Twin Flame Relationship Workshop that's coming up on Saturday, March 9th, 2013, from 11 to 4, is that soulmate relationships are very, very, very different from twin flame relationships. And the reason that soulmates come together is to clear karma, to finish unfinished business, and for us to clear and cleanse the judgment, any judgments we have inside of us, clear our ability to forgive one another, clear out sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, regret, any negative emotions that we have. And once we are cleared of all of these things, then we are truly connected with our divine eternal nature, and then we're that beacon that brings and draws our twin flame to ourselves. So, with the majority of the planet having not experienced this divine twin flame relationship, many people have felt this as a lack of love in their lives. They see themselves as separate and as alone. But the Posse of Angels, they're chiming in here, and lovingly chiming in, and they're saying emphatically that if you are human, and most of us that are listening to this are human, and there's some in interplanetary that may be listening to it that aren't human, but it's impossible for any being, even if they're not human, in the universe, because we are all under the umbrella of God, Source, all that is, beloved Father, God, and Mother Earth, whatever you want to call the all that is, it's impossible for any of us to lack the love. Okay? And the reason for that is because each and every one of us is a child of that God Source. And we each have a divine, eternal nature. And as such, we are more cherished, we are more adored, and loved than we possibly ever could imagine. You know, this umbrella of this divine source that we are under the providence of, this extraordinary love has always existed for us because of that extraordinary umbrella of divine love that we all come from. So it's always existed for us, and it always will. It's inside of us already. And the reason why so many people don't experience it is because they keep keeping layers and layers upon things, upon themselves, of covering up their divine eternal natures. You know, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not the right weight. I don't look, the way that I should. Or I don't act the way that I should. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough money. Whatever it is, we keep keeping all of this stuff on us to keep us separate and to keep us blind to this cherished and adored love that's inside of us already. So, excuse me, if we put any of our focus on being alone, on being lonely, on being lost, on being separate, we choose to perpetuate a life of illusion, because any of these things, being alone or lonely or separate, they actually don't exist. We have such free will and free choice given to us by the all that is, by God, by that great source outside of ourselves that has allowed us the great freedom to even think that we are separate from that divine source, when in actual fact it's just an illusion, a programming, a belief system that we may not be worthy enough, we may not be deserving enough, we don't measure up to be that divine love. But the Posse of Angels, okay, they're chiming in here. They're saying that the manifestation of a divine partner on the planet Earth, no matter how much you plead and beg, and cry No matter how much you spruce up your outside appearance or what's in your bank account or what you drive or where you live, no matter what happens in that physical form, and you try to change that physical form in order to entice your and find your beautiful love outside of yourself, it won't happen until you truly let it settle into your deepest core of who you are, that you are already divine love. And it's, once again, it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter in age. Pete and I are 10 years apart, and most people think that I am younger than Pete. I have this very youthful, bright energy, and they hardly can believe that I am going to be, well, I'm close to 60. I'm going to be 58 on my next birthday. I'm not ashamed of this. I am who I am, and I just have this youthful energy about me. So this abundance of love, which is there for each and every one of us from God, is available for us all to experience in ways beyond measure. And all we have to do is go inside and accept that we are this divine love already. We have to know that anything, any unclear negative emotions, judgments, unforgiveness, or conditional love will keep pushing and pushing away any possibility of being reunited with our heavenly twin flame on the earth plane. You know, it's quite interesting, listeners, that the reason that twin flames have been so unbelievably rare to manifest on the earth plane is because the majority of humanity, once again, has been told to fill themselves up by searching for love outside of themselves. You know, so much of our advertising, so much of our print and media and news and everything is to get us to be competitive or get us to not feel good about ourselves. You know, and when you don't feel good about yourself, then you seek, you know, for things to fill you up rather than going inside and connecting with that greatest source of all that nourishes and nurtures us. And the greatest, most loving source of all is that God source that we all have access to. So the posse of angels, they're actually laughing now. I could hear them laughing. They're immune because they say that if you could see yourself through the eyes of God, you would see that you're already filled to the brim. It's actually like you're a cup that's being filled from a teapot, and you're overflowing with that, and the teapot has divine love in it, this endless source of divine love that is being poured in you. So if you could see yourself like the angels see you and like God sees you, you're continually being fed with this divine love, and it's filling you up. It's actually brimming and overflowing with the divine love of the ages. And they're saying that this is happening every second, every in-breath and every out-breath that you have. But most people, they do not connect with that, and they connect with external things to make them happy or to fill up their lives. And I guess the posse of angels really want to conclude today with this comment. Let me see. They're saying, how is it possible? How can anyone ever expect to draw a cherished love to themselves if they have not let it settle into their heart that they are completely cherished, loved, and so deeply adored as they are divine love already? So many of you listeners know about the law of attraction. Many of you know that like attracts like. In order to attract a divine, adored, cherished, precious love to yourself, go within and acknowledge and accept, because you are a spirit having a human experience and you come from the most loving source possible, that you are already divine, you are already eternal, and you are cherished, loved, adored, and more precious than you possibly can imagine. Once you really connect with that, then and only then can you then bring that same divine compliment to yourself. So that just about wraps up the show today. We actually have a little bit of time, so I'm going to pull three cards for this week and see what comes up for us. We are Tuesday now, so just the remainder of the week, some insights that the Puppy of Angels can give to us to see what we what will be most benefit for us to take note of. So the first card, oh my gosh, the first card that comes up for us, hallelujah, is the Ten of Pentacles. This is the best money card, I guess, in the whole pack. Just like I spoke to the caller, Dwight, this has more to do with feeling rich, feeling prosperous, feeling abundant, feeling wealthy. Once we believe in ourselves that we are all of this, then that will appear in our reality. So they're saying believe in yourself, really connect with it. If you've got a book inside of you, if you've got a song inside of you, if you've got music inside of you, whatever creative talents you are, bring it forth abundantly, share it with the planet, and then you will receive financial remuneration for it. The next one, the next card that comes out is the celebration card, the Four of Wands. As a result of this, you will draw to yourself reasons to celebrate, all kinds of reasons to celebrate. There'll be job offers. In order to be published, you have to write the book first. In order to be a well-known author, you have to, or a well-known song composer, you have to have put the music down on paper in order for people to find that music. And the third one, oh my gosh, there's the Eight of Pentacles. This is being the extraordinary card. Just be your extraordinary self. Bring forth your glorious talents and your gifts and your abilities, and you will be monetarily remunerated. And not only that, they're saying that there'll be recognition, there'll be rewards, and there'll be all kinds of ways and opportunities and connections that people find you to take this talent and ability of yours and bring it out to the greatest good of the planet. What an extraordinary three cards to end with. So, again, that just about wraps the show up for today. You can hear the glee in my voice because that is a reading for me as well. Thank you to all those callers and listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. And don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Puffy of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @ Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, which is entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype. Please do call me at 831-277-3716. Or again, you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. You do this by your gifts, your talents, your abilities. Go out and create the most amazing life that you possibly can for yourself on planet Earth. Lots of love. God bless each and every one of you. And I'll speak with you next week. Take care. Bye.